The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I'm going to have to do a new, that's our last week with them, and I'm going to have to do a new kind of commercial.
I got one for you.
Not until I have practice. That is the problem. You have to let me practice.
Oh. Just to practice, practice, practice. Hi, everybody. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and the other voice you heard there was Sparky. That would be my wife, Robin Ellis, who is my co-host and partner in life. We just went away to Ocean City.
It was endured.
our fourth anniversary trip to Ocean City, where we traveled around the Delmarva area, and enjoyed some good food and we met some really nice people. You know.
Yeah, we don't always give shout outs, but if it's something that really impresses us, we mm-hmm. do. And the Dunes Hotel and Dunes Manor Hotel, and the people there were super nice. Everybody from our waitress Julia to the manager of the restaurant, Victoria is the name of the restaurant, and Vince was the manager.
Yep.
Absolutely great guy.
Yep.
Julia's mother was the bartender in the little restaurant off of it, and it was just a super time.
Yes, it was. So, and Vince put us on to some, you have conversations just like you're at, there weren't a lot of people there on Wednesday night. There weren't a lot of people in the restaurant, and we had a wonderful meal.
It was super, and we could talk to everybody. And
yeah, we got to be, you know, really kind of very cordial with Vince and so forth. And he put Robin on to a thrift shop.
I'm looking for a Putz house. Has anybody ever heard of a Putz house?
You call me a Putz all the time.
I know, but that you're not a house.
Oh.
But if anybody's heard of a Putz house, call me, because I'd call in and tell them what you know about them, or... And if nobody knows, then I'll explain it in a little while. But they're probably from the 40s and 50s, right? 50s
yep.
and 60s, somewhere in that area. And maybe even earlier. I think I saw one online, that vintage ones for like the 1930s.
Maybe.
But I'm looking for a certain size Putz house, or I really would like to have a Putz, church.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple off of eBay coming.
Oh, you do?
I told you that. That's the reason we didn't have to stop at that Christmas store.
Oh,
remember?
I got it. Okay.
And it's a Christmas present for my mom I'm working on.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
Anyway, we had fun.
Morning, Chris.
Went to different places. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan.
Is she any better? She said she was a little low. Is she any better? Robin, you got to say good morning to Chris.
Okay. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm getting a good radio voice.
While we're on the air. Yeah, exactly. While we're on the air, you've got to talk to Chris because your voice was a little low.
I know. I really do.
Oh, that's right. You're on a group text, aren't you?
Yeah. We have to text because we don't see each other anymore because we're at home and Chris is in Baltimore. And as much as we miss him, I don't miss the 3 a.m. drive.
No.
So we don't get to – it was easier to communicate when I could look at his eyes.
That's
know what was going on. But so we have a group text that goes on. So if you hear little dingings or something – I used to turn mine all the way down so it didn't bother it, but then I was missing texts from him and stuff that was important. So
I got it.
I've got it on low.
Gotcha. New sponsor today, Great American Outdoor Show is back. Coming up February 5th through the 13th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that. So you want to mark your calendars for that. It's a 9-day event. Didn't happen last year, and I don't know if it happened the year before. I think it might have, but I'm not sure. Can't remember. But anyway, they're back.
Well, a couple things. We're giving away a muzzleloader this month, right? We're
going to
give away on the 1st.
Giving away on the 1st, right.
Because we're going to do the show next week from my daughter's house, but the thought of trying to do it with a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old just got a little overwhelming and thought it would be too stressful. So if anybody...
For everybody.
So
yeah,
you have to call in today anyway to get signed up for the muzzleloader.
Right.
But if you want to tell us a Christmas tradition that you have, we'll kind of do our Christmas show a little bit today,
sure.
Getting ready for it.
Yep.
If you have a special recipe or something you have for Christmas, especially if it's a venison or a fish or, you know, something to do with the outdoors, we'll take anything.
How do you cook a Christmas goose? I've never been able to cook an entire goose and have it turn out good.
I don't know because I don't eat goose.
Oh, well.
I used to eat
goose.
Well,
it's for our listeners.
Huh? I know. Okay. I used to eat goose.
Yeah.
And then Dad would go out and shoot them and come home and pluck them and whatever you did to them and cook them. But then I'd always get buckshot in my teeth.
You'd be the one to get the shot.
Yeah, and I lost all. It would probably still be really good because I love duck, okay?
Right.
Is goose gamier than duck? Or?
I'm not a big fan of roast goose. I like goose done in a crock pot. I'll have to do some goose for you. Goose has a texture and kind of a beef-like texture flavor to me.
I can't remember. I was so young that I can't remember what it tasted like. I just remember biting down on that buckshot.
Uncle Dale gives me a good goose breast recipe. Years ago, a can of gravy and a can of broth in the crock pot and just let it cook in that. Now,
beef gravy or what kind?
Chicken gravy,
chicken broth.
Fine. Chicken broth, chicken gravy.
Okay.
Yeah, just put it in the crock pot and let it go. But what I had done is I've taken some seasoning mixes and kind of pressed them into the goose breast, like these dry, like this Montreal steak rub or something like that. Put that, spread that on a plate, press your goose breast down into that, press the seasonings down in there, let it sit overnight with those seasonings, and then put it in the crock pot. And the key to that is once you get it out of the crock pot, you let it get cold, and then you slice it cold and put it on a cracker or something like that. I mean, I've spent, mornings in goose blinds and duck blinds just eating sliced goose breasts. So, and you can also make jerky out of it if you want, or sausage. People make sausage out of goose breasts.
We went to our friend Dave's house, Dave and Brenda's house,
yeah.
And he made a deer jerky that was amazing. I talk about not enjoying whitetail, but I love whitetail
jerky bologna.
Jerky.
Yep, bologna.
His is moist.
Yeah, it is. I knocked a bridge loose on somebody's I ate earlier in the year. It was a little tense, but that's all right. Yeah, and the beef jerky is made nowadays. I mean, you can get one of those jerky guns and, use ground venison, and it comes out great, just almost like whole muscle jerky. It's good. Good stuff.
Chris? Oh, he must be taking a phone call.
Maybe. Anyway, to get in the muzzleloader contest, it's very simple. You call the station, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680.
I don't know which one you turned up for me to turn down.
This one right here, that's your volume. Okay. 410-922-6680. Chris will answer the phone. Just say, I want to get in the muzzleloader contest. He'll take your name, phone number, and then you go on the air with Robin and I. Just say hi if you want, ask a question, make a comment, and then we'll go from there. That phone number, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and we'll get you in the muzzleloader contest. You can also email us, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, to get in the December muzzleloader contest. We'll give that away January 1st, a great New Year's start to the New Year's. It's going to be the CVA Optima with camo stock and a stainless steel barrel. So it's a really nice model. I think you'll like it. So that's the phone number. Congratulations. Oh, we got some email here. Oh, okay. We got a joke already, Robin.
Oh, good. Oh, that was it. He was telling jokes to that manager. It's driving me crazy. Go ahead.
What do you call a snowman who's past his prime?
Water.
Exactly. Good answer.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Three stages of a man at Christmas. He believes in Santa Claus. He doesn't believe in Santa Claus. He is Santa Claus. That's nice. I like that. All right. Chris, are you with us or are you on the phone, buddy?
I've got three callers.
Wow. Well, let's talk to them.
Well, how about...
Unless you want to do the first break.
I was about to say, let's do the first break.
All right. We'll do the first break. Are you ready? Is everybody ready for the first break?
We're ready.
We're ready. Waiting with
all
beta
righty.
Breath.
Long pause. Chesapeake Outdoors is first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They are your waterfowl headquarters with the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. They've got steel shot, gear, and camo, banded camo, Avery decoys, and Kent fast steel. They also have firearms and ammunition from Remington, from Choppa, from Savage, muzzleloaders and accessories from Thompson Center, and our buddies at CVA. Yeti coolers make great gifts. Costa sunglasses, same thing. And they carry the Rambo bike, the Rambo e-bike. You're going to check that one out, too. Chesapeake Outdoors carries the hottest crossbows, and they have them in stock. The Raven, the 10-point, the Mission, and Matthews, including the V3, the new bow from Matthews as well. Large selection of clothing and boots, thousands of hunting accessories. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, at 1707 Main Street in Chester. For Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They're ready to go for waterfowl season 2. My goodness, they are supplying the brand-new Browning shotguns for waterfowl. Let's call them waterfowl perfection. That would be the Maxxis shotgun. The Maxxis is an auto loader designed for waterfowl hunting. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers with the new power drive gas system reduces recoil. Comes in Mossy Oak camo, and you will enjoy shooting that Maxxis shotgun. Just throw one to your shoulder, and you'll see what I mean. Then there's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. Mossy Oak camo, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, just like years ago, ergonomically balanced, and it's a recoil-operated kinematic drive with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. That's the A5. And for you light goose shooters, you want to reach out and touch someone, there's the Gold Light 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. Gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite stock with Mossy Oak camo, 3 standard Invector choke tubes. That's the Gold Light 10-gauge. All from your Browning headquarters, your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. That's for sure. You know, we really enjoyed our relationship with Hearth America and Backyard Billy's. We really have. and we replaced our fireplace. I mean, we left the hole in the wall, but we just remodeled everything. We ran a gas line to it. We put the new chimney in and out chimneys on it for the gas, and put a new gas insert in there. We chose an EnviroModel EX35 from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, the remote control, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing. You know, you've heard about the worldwide shortage of computer chips. Could possibly delay your idea of owning a new insert. There's a few in stock right now, so act soon while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Cadenceville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Cadenceville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Phone call. Appreciate that.
Yep.
First of all, I'd like to wish you a happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I love your radio show. I wanted to talk about for the holiday, around the holiday season, I love fowl and my family. I love baked hen. We had roasted and glazed duck and a special. My late grandmother, rest her soul, used to make a special grilled chicken. And I don't know how she made it. We're still trying to find that recipe. Always love fowl during the holidays.
Good.
I think that's great. I love the roasted duck idea. I'm a duck fanatic. Okay, absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember when I was in the military, and you know the mess people, they were actual chefs, and they took great pride in making their food, and also they loaded us when we were out at sea. They loaded us up with some good fowl, also.
That's great.
Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark,
hey,
that's exactly what I wanted to hear this morning. Thank you very much.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless you too.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Glenn. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Glenn. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Got sort of a touch of another bug.
There's something going around. Trust me.
A lot of that going around. A lot of stomach bugs going around.
And they're supposed to go get the COVID test on Monday.
Yeah.
The whole household is supposedly, but.
Wow.
Well, it's better to be safe than sorry with the holidays coming.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we've seen so much of it with people that it's back right now. It's mm-hmm. it's high on the list of stuff going on.
That's
so,
true.
Do you have any special traditions for Christmas with your family?
No, we just need to go at my parents.
Who cooked?
I did.
Who cooked?
My daughter does, yeah.
Got it.
That's cool. I decided this year that I'm asking everybody to bring their favorite dish. from their holidays in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's doing Christmas here this year.
I decided instead of all of us, anybody killing themselves, because I don't enjoy Christmas dinner by the time I get to it, that everybody will bring their favorite dish, and then I'll provide like three or four dishes, but it won't, you know, everybody will be able to enjoy Christmas together then. So that was our deal this year. That's the reason I asked about people's favorite dishes.
Yep. Tree's up, lights are on, got to decorate it.
Yeah, it's not decorated
and
yet.
And then this room, I mean, it looks like Fred Sanford's family Christmas right now.
I said Christmas threw up in here right this minute.
But it'll get better, no question about it. So,
well, I hope you feel better by the holidays, Glenn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you, knowing you.
Yeah, you gonna make it out for muzzleloader season?
I don't know.
You don't know? I got
it. It's the day starting.
Yep, starts today. You're right.
Yeah, you sound like you're feeling a little rough.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, got it.
Have a Merry Christmas and all, because I know we'll get to talk to you next Saturday.
Something. Exactly.
So. Well, I appreciate that. And we look forward to talking to everybody as soon as it's over.
But we can wish everybody Happy New Year next week. I mean, the following week,
yep.
So. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, whenever.
Yep, exactly.
So, I mean, New Year's Day is also...
New Year's Day will
be
on the show.
We will be on the air.
Yep, yep. Be on the air.
So. New Year's Day is also my mom's birthday.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's terrific.
Oh, that was a nice start to the new year for her parents.
Yeah, I guess.
So your second is my dad's birthday.
Really?
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Very cool. Yeah. You all got a lot to celebrate right now.
Yeah.
Well, Glenn, you feel better, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas with your family.
Great.
Okay?
Merry Christmas, Glenn.
And I'll pray for you, too.
You got it, bud. Thank you.
You also.
God bless, Glenn. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to call and wish you both a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and now I realize it's your anniversary as well, so have a happy anniversary.
thank you
so much.
I didn't hear the very beginning of the show, so I didn't know that.
I got it.
We got married right around Christmas because I wanted a white Christmas wedding.
Robin wanted a white Christmas wedding, and that's what we did, so...
Oh,
drove to Deep Creek, got married.
Deep Creek.
Where did you have to go to do a white Christmas wedding?
Deep Creek Lake.
Yep.
Oh, good. Yeah, just be again. Just
about the night before.
There.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I had a major snowstorm the night before, and unfortunately, the kids drove up in that. Did we drive up that day or no? We drove up the day
before. We drove up a couple days before. And the kids drove up 2 days before.
Yeah, and it was nasty.
Yes.
It was nasty. So Robin had her white Christmas. Put everybody's lives at risk, but it was great.
Yeah. Do you have a Christmas joke?
Oh.
Let's see.
We'll have one before the show's over.
We'll try to have one before the show's over.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have one?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
No. I should have had one before I asked.
No. You got me on a mission.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we'll have to reach out to Joe, see if he has any Christmas jokes.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you. You have a very merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Gary.
I'm here.
Hey, Gary. What's up?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
I got a couple things.
Okay.
One, when is the drawing date for this muzzle loader I'm going to win?
The drawing date is January 1st.
Yep, New Year's Day.
All right, I'm writing it down. And do you have any hot spots for perch fishing? Because I'm going out with a neighbor this morning.
You're going out. Where is he taking you?
We're going to come out of Bear Creek and go find some perch and catfish and stuff like that.
You're talking about white perch?
Yellow, I thought. But
okay.
Yeah, yellow and cats, I heard, and maybe some other stuff.
Yeah, over that way, I don't have much. Tackle Box Tim might be able to help you out if he's listening. We'll keep reaching out through the show to tell, because I know he fishes out of Bear Creek. So, I can give you a couple spots on the Eastern Shore. I don't know if they're up.
No.
No?
Hunting country. I'm talking fishing.
I understand. Well, hey, man, we've got plenty of perch over here.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, I grew up getting perch off my dad's back dock.
Yep.
Away.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Yeah. I'm guessing
white perch fishing is my favorite.
I guess they're catching some fish up in the Susquehanna. Might be a little early for the big run, but you know they fish up there in 80 feet of water for the big yellow perch.
That's crazy.
Yep. They sure do.
All right. Well, hey.
Well, enjoy, man.
Holidays, and I'll talk to you next year.
Thanks, Gary.
You have a great day.
Yep.
Hey, Alan, why don't you ever see Santa in the hospital?
Why don't you ever see Santa in the hospital?
Because he has private elf care.
He has private elf care. Huh.
And what are we going to do to wash our hands over the holidays to make sure we don't get any bad...
I don't know.
...bugs with sanitizer?
Hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
I like sanitizer,
yes.
I got it. Very nice.
Anyway, those are the two I got so far. I've got 71 here, so...
71 Santa jokes. Great. Who do we have after Gary, buddy?
You have Wesley.
Wesley. Hello, Wesley.
Hello. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas
and right
to
back
you,
at
buddy.
You.
Yep. Right back
oh,
at
and,
you.
And congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, hey, I talked to Matt at Legacy Waters yesterday. I guess you guys have put off your project for a little bit.
Yeah, we had to bump it back. My brother's out of work right now, and so, you know, we're kind of not on a great time. So we said, you know, that's the project we just got to put on the back burner.
No, I understand.
Hey, look, if anybody understands that, we understand it.
Yeah, push it back, way back. Sounds like a cheerleader.
Well, we're hoping not to get it too far back because we really are excited about getting them in there to do this.
And yep.
So,
We did one two-day. We did a Matt goes out on either in a boat or in his belly boat and does this bathymetric survey where he goes out actually into the pond, takes a pole, a stick with some measurements on it, and goes right down to the base, right down to the pan, and then he's able to measure how much sediment is in there and that type of thing. And we actually wound up doing, we're going to be talking to the landowner. We're actually going to only have to work on about a third of the pond. So that's
pretty cool.
Yeah, yep. So anyway, well, good, man. How's your hunting season?
He said when they came and looked at it that we are pretty well silted in. And
oh, yeah.
We've got a lot of, because we're in a wooded area, so we get
sure.
a ton of leaves every year. Just keep filling it in.
Yep. And there's some new equipment coming too. So.
Oh yeah.
Yep. There's a new brush hog coming, and they'll be able to do, you know, from the shore, they'll be able to do the brush hog, the banks, the hedgerows, anything else that needs done. So it's good.
All right. Well,
yeah.
We're looking forward to maybe getting them out there. I'll probably tour more towards spring.
Oh
that
yeah.
Sort of freeze over soon.
Got it. How was your deer season?
Oh. Nothing. I mean, we didn't even see a squirrel.
Oh no!
I took my grandson. He and I sat out there. We did not see a thing. My youngest son, he had a couple does that were blowing at him and stomping at him. He said, "I didn't know what to do." He said they were only about 15 yards away.
Yep. Nothing you can do at that point.
He said, we just had a staring contest.
Yeah, well, what you do is you look away. You avert your eyes. You put your hat down, and you just pretend you're a stone, you know?
That's about what I told him. I told him squint.
Yep.
Down real little so they can't see the glare in your eyes.
That's right. I will tell you this thing. It's muzzleloader season, and I had a buddy who was known as Mr. Muzzleloader up in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And he hunted the primitive season, you know, with the flintlocks and so forth. He said,
yeah.
I won't shoot a deer over 50 yards. And I said, well, how do you tell? He said, you know, they don't carry these, you know, range finders and stuff. I said, how do you tell? He said, if you can see the deer's eyes, he's within 50 yards.
Oh.
How about that for a simple tip?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and yours, Wes. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Here we go. The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, and interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. With 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
Well, drying things out for the late week forecast with highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s for Sunday and Monday. Kind of a gray Saturday afternoon for a sprinkle or two here today. And a high this afternoon of 53, low tonight of 41. The northwest winds build in for Sunday, and we'll see some sunshine. Lower humidity and colder temperatures, high 45 tomorrow, low 26 tomorrow night. Monday and Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the 40s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Top Radio 680 WCBN.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love.
Robin, your mic's hot.
Cowboys ain't easy to
got
love
anything to say?
And they're harder to hold.
Uh-huh.
What would you like to say?
About what?
Christmas.
And they'd rather give you a song.
To our listeners.
Oh, hold on. I had, hold on. I got one.
Your mic is hot.
I know my mic's hot. I know. I'm too tired to figure out what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry.
You can let Willie play the rest of the time if you want.
I asked my wife.
You asked your wife?
Well, you asked me what I wanted for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I told you nothing would make me happier than a diamond necklace, so you bought me nothing.
True. True story. I like that. I asked Robin what she wanted for Christmas. She said nothing would make me happier than a diamond necklace. So I got her nothing. I like it. So
some of these
kind of like what you got me for my anniversary, our anniversary.
Yeah, nothing. I got Chris. He got me a baseball cap.
Well, I mean, was there a particular team
yes,
or a particular
says,
saying on it?
It says yarnologist.
Nothing says love
like
that. And
bad.
I would have never gotten that except I dragged him through Hobby Lobby for an hour and a half before while we were on the road.
Oh, jeez. Paybacks, Robin.
Uh-huh.
I know. Yeah. I love it, though. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
I don't know.
Frostbite.
Well, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. Any callers on the line? Chris, rescue me.
Let me screen one's coming in right now.
All right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
You make me listen to your jokes.
410-WCBM-680.
Over and over. Go ahead.
I'm trying to give the number so people can enter the contest.
I know. I was being a smart pants.
410-922-6680 to enter the muzzleloader contest. Giving a brand new CVA muzzleloader away on January 1st. Next week will be pre-recorded. You will be we'll be rebroadcasting the show with Brian Eiler, who is the deer guy for Maryland. And if you missed that show because you were deer hunting on the first day, now's your opportunity to listen to that one. A lot of great information. We answer a lot of questions about COVID and deer diseases and safety and seasons and harvest and everything else. What?
This is my best one yet.
Okay.
How is Christmas exactly like your job? This is like my last job. How is Christmas just like your job?
I don't know.
You do all the work and some fat guy in a suit gets all the credit.
See? You got it. Ah,
see, glad. Wesley, it was Wesley put me up to this, right?
No.
Who was it?
It was Wesley. No, wasn't Wesley. Nope. It was not Wesley.
It wasn't Wesley, that's right.
It was Joe, I believe.
I think you're right.
So, all right. So anyway, I will be taking my CVA muzzleloader today into the field and making sure it's loaded to in case an opportunity presents itself. We still have, as far as I know, still have the two deer in the area that are on the list. There's a really, really nice tall 6 point up there that I'd like to give another year or two to see if he makes it. And we'll see how that works out. So my son-in-law asked me to find some deer leg bones for him to make some knife handles. He's going to try launching out into making some knives, and was able to locate an old carcass several years old that had been kind of lost on the property. So I collected a few leg bones. They're going to make some pretty cool knife handles. It wasn't a very big deer. I think it was a button buck that somebody had shot or passed away somehow or another. But anyway, let's talk to Richard. Good morning, Richard. How are you, buddy?
Robin and Alan, just want to call you and wish you a happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
I mean, Deep Creek Lake's really pretty. It's one of my favorite spots.
It is. It's beautiful.
Mine,
out
too.
There. Yep, no question.
Yeah, we usually rent a house like around Christmas time or something. It's pretty.
Yeah, it is.
Peaceful. It's definitely peaceful.
We're heading to the mountains next month.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, we're not sure where, though. We're just kind
of... We might go to a different set of mountains this time just for a change.
We're talking... Poconos. We've done Western Maryland so many times. It's, you know, we like
well,
it.
Try this one. Try Smith Mountain Lake. That's
down in Virginia?
Yes.
Well, we want snow, though. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Smith Mountain Lake's
nice. I got to
go to
snow.
Yeah, Smith Mountain Lake.
I mean, that lake is so big. I think it covers three counties.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful lake down there. I fished it.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, I fished it once or twice already. So.
Cool. Yes,
yep.
Well, just was, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. We'll get together and make sure you get your muzzleloader here, buddy. No question. So
sounds good. Yeah, I'm off to work right now, so got to do what I got to do.
What kind of work do you do, Richard?
Welding. Fabrication.
Yep, welding fabrication. Yep, and it's busy this time of year because people are building and.
Yeah, well, we customize and railings. Guards and window guards and stuff like that, so everything's...
Oh, yeah, you would be busy. In Baltimore City, you would be extremely busy with the window guards, no question.
There's not a house in Baltimore City that don't have a rail.
That's true. That's true.
Everybody's got a rail, and if they're getting ready to sell and they don't have one, they need to get one to pass inspection.
Really?
So, yes.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that keeps you guys in business. Great. Glad to hear it.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Well,
Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you so much, and you guys have a good one now.
You
okay.
too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Alan, Robin, happy anniversary. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Sound chipper today?
Yep.
Trying.
Now, it's also the 33rd anniversary of being on the air on WCBM.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Oh, it goes back a while. Goes back a while.
Yeah,
wait, 19... you were out for what, I guess, 2-3 years? And then
no, a year and a half.
Year and a half, okay.
Yeah.
Now, several weeks ago, I don't know what you got tied up doing, but Robin was on there after the break, and I said it sounds like she's taking over the show. Remember that?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
So 2 weeks ago, I sit down, and I'm listening, and a star is born. Here she is, taking over the commercials, running everything.
I'm trying.
And you did a very good job, Robin.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are very blessed to do this together.
Now I got to live with her the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Well, now you've been married long enough.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to get used to it, right?
Exactly. Exactly, buddy.
One more thing real quick. Last week, a fella called in, and he said the area he had been hunting, all the deer seemed to have become nocturnal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he mentioned where it was. The same thing happened to us. We were down in Dorchester. My friends have cameras up down there. A lot of activity at night. Nothing at the daytime.
Yep.
Six guys, 2 deer.
It happens. Well, Dorchester doesn't surprise me because they whack at them all year long down there, you know, on deer management permits, crop damage permits. So
okay.
I'm surprised that they're not nocturnal every day. I mean, every night. You know, I mean, I can't imagine seeing a deer in the daytime down there. But, you know, there's some really nice deer.
We haven't seen it like this since they had that what was it called? Blue, was it Blue Tongue?
EHD.
Several years ago?
EHD. Yeah. Yep.
And that was just for a few years there. That was terrible. I haven't seen it like this since then. So.
Got it.
Well, I won't tie you up. You probably have a lot.
That's fine.
Do you visit our Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page or know anything about it?
I have been on there. I haven't been on there in quite a while.
Well, take a look at Bucks, Bears, Stags right now. We have got a ginormous deer on there from, where is it, Worcester County? Let's see. Yeah, Worcester County. This thing is amazing looking. I mean, just absolutely amazing looking. Points everywhere. It's pretty cool. So, all right, buddy.
I'll take a look.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, Merry Christmas. Stay safe, folks.
Merry Christmas to you.
You also have a wonderful holiday.
Yep.
Thanks. You're a doll. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep. You get to live with me the rest of the day.
Captain Don, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. We're taking off for New York this morning.
Oh.
The girls are going to do some shopping stuff up here.
Great.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm the chauffeur.
That's nothing wrong with being a chauffeur.
Yeah, but I called to wish you all happy anniversaries.
Plenty of them. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have a merry. Oh, I entered the contest again.
Good.
And I wanted to give my annual joke.
Go for it.
Please.
Why did everyone think the three wise men were firefighters?
Go ahead.
They
don't know.
They were coming from afar.
They were coming from afar.
I love it.
Okay, Captain Don.
It's in the Bible.
It is in the Bible.
I love
it.
Right. Absolutely
You're
love right. it.
Well, enjoy your trip. Be safe, buddy. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, safe travels, please.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I like that one.
That was a good one. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Waterfowl season is finally here, and they are your Waterfowl HQ, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. They've got Steel Shot by Kent and others. They've got banded camo and all kinds of gear. They've got Avery decoys, firearms and ammunition, including Remington, Choppa, Savage, muzzle loaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA, Yeti coolers, and Costa sunglasses. And don't forget, they've got those Rambo bikes, those electric bikes, in stock. The hottest crossbows in stock, too. 10-point, Raven, Mission, and more. The Matthews Solo Cambos, including the new V3, custom arrows, bow tuning, and accessories. The large selection of clothing and boots with thousands of hunting accessories. Why not stop by? They've got a Christmas present for the outdoorsman on your list. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland. That's Chesapeake Outdoors at 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, we have this new fireplace insert. It's not so new anymore, but it sure is nice. It heats this room back here like crazy. We bought it from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, they've got everything that you might want to look at for the outdoors, as far as your yard and your deck and your beach house. They've got it all. Backyard Billy's is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful, weatherproof Pollyanna outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, and like 300 or 500 of those Adirondack chairs in stock. Great gifts. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and great Christmas presents for the kids, of course, and storage sheds. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. If you're looking for a new high-powered rifle, well, you'll find one right at Clyde Sports Shop. No question about that. They've got the X-Bolt. The X-Bolt is available in just about every caliber there is, all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. It's an extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection. That's the X-Bolt. And then the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon models come in Speed, Long Range, and McMillan models. They come in that arid urban camo with a composite stock, of course, a Cerakote finish fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger. They come in select calibers depending on which model you pick. The Hell's Canyon X-Bolt and the X-Bolt are available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle, for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!
Hey, well, that's what happens when you look at the second hour spots and read them in the first hour. Sorry about that, folks, but, you know, we've got to give everybody their due and maybe a little Christmas present to some of our sponsors. So, Robin, music playing.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and don't get all panicky about Christmas. Focus on family, friends, and the love that goes along with it.